It is Wahoo Week here at WEOL. Our Tim Alcorn out in Goodyear, Arizona, talking to the folks. And let's check in with him this morning.
Try pitching coach Mickey Callaway, our guest here, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage on AM 930 WEOL. Mickey, great to have you on. And obviously, it's great to get things started out here in Goodyear.
Yeah, it really is. You know, the weather's great, and the guys are healthy and throwing the ball well. So we're excited to get the game started here.
Although you made the comment before we started, everybody looks great. I don't know if every 4 years, February 29th.
Yeah, they do. You know, everybody, you know, wants to make a team or wants to come in the next year and, you know, either live up to what they did the year before or prove that they're better than they were the year before. So everybody usually comes into shape, and it's fun to watch this time of year. And once you start getting into games, you really start to find out, you know, what's going to work and what guys need to work on and things like that. So we're excited for that part of it to start.
Now, Mickey, I don't know if you have the best job in baseball or the toughest job in baseball, because with the pitching staff that the Indians have, it's got to be one of the best jobs, and yet the toughest job is to keep them at that level, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think the main thing is when you think you're on top, you have to push and strive for more. And I think that's what we try to do. You know, we're not going to get complacent just because, you know, we're predicted to be able to do this and that. And we do have some really young, good young starters and relievers, and we're just going to push them and make them even better. And that's our goal, and that's their goal as well.
Earlier this morning, we had Chris Antonetti on, and I asked him, for all the years he's been around the organization, has he seen a staff this deep and this talented? I'll ask you the same thing. Just the depth of pitching that's on this Indian staff right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's extraordinary, and it's rare. You know, these kind of things don't come along very often, and we've done a great job, I think, at developing some good young arms, you know, acquiring guys through trades and continuing their development. And when you have this, you know, kind of core group, you make sure that you're going to go out and win. And I think we've done that. We had a great offseason. We're ready to go. I love the chemistry of our team. And Tito's got some great atmosphere going, some great energy in camp, and we're ready to go.
Mickey, one of the interesting things about this staff, as talented as it is, they're not grizzled veterans. I mean, these aren't guys that have hit their prime and are now maybe on the back nine. These are guys that haven't even approached their prime yet.
Exactly, and, you know, that's why we're going to continue to push them. You know, sometimes when you get an older player, you know, you kind of, he is what he is. It's kind of just, you know, let him be. But we're going to continue to push and develop these guys. You know, even guys like Kluber have things that they can get better at, and he works at it constantly. So, you know, that makes my job fun. That makes Jason Bray's job fun, to hold these guys accountable and make sure that they improve daily.
Is there a pitcher in camp right now that maybe you're keeping a closer eye on, that maybe you're looking for a big step forward?
You know what? Throughout camp, we really try to keep an eye on the young guys. You know, Clevinger, Mormondo, Merritt, those guys, and make sure that they come out of camp healthy. Because at some point throughout the year, some of those guys are going to come up and help us. And those guys are usually guys that make the difference, especially down the road. If somebody gets injured, you're relying on one or two of those young starters to come up and carry you into the playoffs. So, you know, really try to make sure that those guys come out of camp healthy.
Again, we're talking with Mickey Callaway, Indians pitching coach. We're part of Goodyear, or part of Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Mickey, talk a little bit about the bullpen. Obviously, there's a lot of depth there, and there's some arms that you can certainly rely on throughout the year. Tell our listeners about the bullpen for the Tribe this year.
You know, I really like our mix of guys at the back, you know, and that's kind of set. We got some guys that we rely on, and we rely on heavily, that haul a lot of innings throughout the season, get a lot of appearances, you know, Shaw and Allen, those guys, McAllister and Manship, and we've got some spots open. So it's going to be fun to have a good battle. We brought in some really good lefties into camp, some really good lefties that are going to be effective against left on left, and you know, we're just excited to see where all those go. You know, we got Chamberlain in camp, we got Otero, guys that have had some good success in the big leagues, and we're excited about the way our pen's shaping up.
You mentioned Jabba Chamberlain. I had a chance to talk to him in the clubhouse yesterday. We'll hear the interview later this week on WEOL, but talk about his veteran presence and a guy that, as a non-roster invitee, what he brings to camp this year, not only as a competitive guy, but what he can offer to these younger pitchers.
Yeah, every year, you know, we bring in some guys like Jabba, and their presence, their experience, their, you know, ability to come in, fit in right away, have fun with the guys, and show the guys kind of how to relax. But when it's time to get on the mound and get serious, you know, do that as well. So he had a really good live BP. The ball's coming out good out of his hand, and we're excited to see what he's going to give us.
So between now and when you break camp here at the end of March, what's the one thing you'd like to see this staff accomplish? What's your goals?
You know, I want them to get their fastballs going, you know, get their fastballs to where they can command it and throw it over the plate. And we challenge guys. We've got the kind of stuff that as long as we're throwing it over, we're going to have good success. So that's what we're always looking for.
And to stay healthy, obviously.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Mickey Callaway, Indians pitching coach, joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona.